Take your holy book and turn to Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated by the gospel of God, which he had promised before by the prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power and according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Verse number 16. He said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." I want to preach this morning, amen, God help me, on this thought, the gospel, amen, the gospel. What is the gospel? That's that good news from heaven. That's that God shares with us, praise God, because He can, because He's that kind of God. He's a God that loves us enough and cares enough for us that He shares with us His Word. In other words, He touches us and He speaks to us with encouraging words. Amen. Ain't you glad that's who He is? Ain't you glad that's what He does? Praise God. But I want you to notice just a few things in this tonight as we look at it. I want you to notice the gospel. Now we have, first here we have the designation, praise God, of the gospel. It tells that it's the gospel of God. Paul says separated, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel. Whose gospel? The gospel of God. So it's not only the gospel, but it's that good news of God. Ain't you glad God's got some good news to have to share with us this evening? Some good news of encouragement, good news that'll speak their hearts, my heart and your heart, and give us some focus, give us some direction, give us a little bit of encouragement along the way so we don't get discouraged, praise God, fall by the wayside, but realize, praise God, like old Peter did. He said, "Will you leave me also?" He said, "Lord, where are we going to go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." That's what the gospel is, and the gospel is that through Jesus Christ the Lord. It's that gospel of God. It's separate unto God, praise God. That's what Paul said we was. It's that gospel of God that He gives us that truly does separate us from the things of the world. The Bible says that we're supposed to be separate from the world. Amen. We're in the world, but not of the world. We sort of ought to be a little bit different. We ought to be a little bit unique. And praise God, that's what the gospel ought to do, praise God. It ought to move upon you. It ought to take you and challenge you to do things a little bit different, to go in a different direction, to have a different mindset, to be able to just fall on your face and say, "Oh God, please forgive me a sinner, Lord, and help me to be more like You. To help me to be more like Your dear Son. Help me, Lord, through the sweet Spirit of God every day that it encouraged my heart and I might be an encouragement to somebody else." Amen. We're living a day and hour, and we need encouragement. Amen. There's darkness all around, and we need some light. And they ain't a greater light than the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the light of God, praise the Lord. So we see the gospel of God, and we see in verse number 9, we see the gospel of His Son. It says, "For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of His Son." So we see the gospel is not only the gospel of God, but it's that's given by God, but it's the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. It's that good news about one that came, praise God, from the portals of glory, come down to where we was. Now listen, we couldn't get to Him. We couldn't reach up high enough. We couldn't climb up high enough. We couldn't pray up high enough. But praise God, I'm glad that Jesus Christ Himself come down to where we were. He condescended down to man, praise God, that through Him we might be saved. We might have a different change, a different attitude, a different change in our life, praise God, a different, I guess you would say, a perspective on life. Praise God, one day I was lost and undone. Praise God, I remember the day I got saved, and I had a different perspective on life. When I was lost without God and the Son, praise God, I knew I was on my way to hell. I knew enough from listening to my granddaddy preach over to Old Oak Grove to realize I was just no lost sinner, a little old sinner boy, praise God, without any hope in this world. For a long time I thought that. But I'm glad for on that March 9, 1976, that the Holy Ghost of God spoke to my heart. Praise God, said, "Hey, listen, that's who you are. But that's not, hey, glory." He said, "That's not who you have to stay. That's not how you have to be. Praise God, you can come out of right now." Brother Jamie, got through the Holy Spirit of God leading me, praise the Lord. I come out of there, got born again, glorious, saved by the marvelous grace of God, and I've never been the same. Amen. I'm still an old sinner. Amen. You say, "Preacher, I wouldn't say that. I'm still an old sinner, saved by grace." Wasn't by the grace of God, I might no tell where I'd be tonight. Wasn't by the grace of God, no tell where you'd be tonight. But I'm glad that Jesus Christ come to where I was. I praise God it was the gospel of His dear Son. I praise God that convinced me that I was nobody, going nowhere. But Jesus Christ had come to purchase me, to buy me off of that auction block of sin. Going once, going twice. Praise God, Jesus stepped up and said, "I'll take him. I'll pay the price." Praise God. And they marked it off as paid in full. Amen. I don't know about you, that still excites me. Hey man, that gives me my hope. That gives me my direction. My aspirations, praise God, is to keep climbing higher and higher every day. God continue to touch my heart and prepare me, get me ready for the glorious day when I'll be with Him in that place that He's going to prepare for me. Praise God. I don't know about you. When I think about that, it's not a place He's going just to prepare for me. It's a place He's going to prepare for us. It's a place that He's going to prepare for me and us and Him. Amen. Won't it be something when we get there? He said it's the gospel. The gospel of God says the gospel of the Son, His Son, praise God. He said that without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayer. He said it's because of that gospel. It's because of what God does, God the Father does. It's because of what God the Son did. And Paul said, "I can't get over it. And I just keep making mention to you, of you in my prayers. I keep lifting up and just praising God and giving Him the glory. I thank Him tonight for my church family. I thank Him for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank Him for the brothers and sisters all over this country, praise God, who's born again and love Jesus." Amen. Ain't it amazing how you can see them, Brother Bobby, everywhere you go? It don't take, hey listen, it don't take long to hang out somebody before you figure out they're a Christian. Amen. It don't take very long to hang out somebody before you figure out they're not a Christian. Amen. Come on. All it takes is a few words, and when they start bobbing their head and weaving and trying to get away. Amen. Kind of like one of them running backs with a football, praise God, trying to get away from the those attackers, when you try to give them the gospel, try to share Jesus Christ, when you try to lift up the name of Jesus, they run, try to hide from you. Amen. But that good news, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it's good news from the Father, it's good news from the Son. But praise God, not only is it good news from the Father and good news from the Son, but praise God, it's good news from the Holy Spirit. In verse number 16, the Bible says this. He says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." Now watch this. "To the Jew first and also to the Greek." Praise God. He said that's that Holy Spirit of God that moves in you. That Holy Spirit of God, that gospel of Christ that is given to us and shared with us through the Holy Spirit of God. It's the gospel of Christ, amen. That's what makes the difference in me and you. It's not just any gospel. It's not some gospel, but it's the gospel of Jesus Christ, a blessed Redeemer that makes difference in your life, in my life, in people's lives, in our family's life, and our home life, and our church life. And if we had let it, it'd make a difference in our nation life. Amen. Praise God. I'm so glad we got a fellow up last night and said, this is a nation and God we trust. Amen. We are God. We were designed and created to be a God-fearing nation. Praise God. We worship and praise God, Jehovah God and His blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. That's what we're founded upon as a nation. That's what we're founded upon as a people. And that's what our churches are founded upon, is the gospel, the good news of a Savior and a Redeemer. Amen. Praise God. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Thank God I've got somebody on my side. I'm just talking about the designation, praise God, of the gospel. Praise God. It's from the gospel of God. It's the gospel of His Son. And it's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the anointed one of God. Amen. God made it happen, praise God. Jesus made it happen. The Holy Spirit made it happen. Amen. When Jesus Christ was incarnate in in the flesh, come into this world, born of a woman. Praise God, grew up, praise God, in this world, had full of sin, but yet He knew no sin. A perfect God and perfect Son. Praise the Lord, lived in this old world just like me and you. Went through it with a perfect attitude. Praise God. He was stayed upon His Father. His mind was stayed upon God. Listen to me, youngins tonight. If we'll get our focus on God and keep our focus on God, praise God, God will make a difference. Amen. He always has and He always will. Praise the Lord. So we see the gospel of Christ. We see the gospel of the Son. We see the gospel of God. Amen. And then we see the gospel's defense. You say, preacher said we have to defend the gospel. I don't know about we, but praise God, God does. Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. Hey, I can defend it tonight and say, listen, Brother Jeff, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of my Savior. I'm not ashamed of that good news that come down from heaven. Hey, listen, I'm not ashamed of it. I rejoice in it. I praise God for it because of that good news that you have, that I have, praise God. It makes a difference in our lives. It gives us the wherewithal to keep pressing on a little bit further, looking for that glorious day. Hey, we're getting closer than we've ever been. All these things that we're seeing transpire in the world today, all these things that He said would be happening in the last days, He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you, Brother Bobby, but I'm getting ready to go somewhere. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, we're getting ready to take out of here. We're getting ready to, praise God, lose gravitation. Getting ready to go out of here. You say, preacher, you believe you're going to go? I don't believe. I know I'm going to go. Whether it be by the grave or by the rapture, praise God. One day in a little while, Pastor Jeff's going out of here. I'm going to bid this world goodbye. Amen. I'm not planning on camping out here forever. Amen. If I was, I'd probably try to do things a little different. But praise God, hey, listen, I'm just gonna pass on out of here in a little while and I'm gonna go home. Amen. And I'm not talking about that place over there on Pine Brook Road in Weaverville, North Carolina. I'm talking about that glorious place over in heaven, praise the Lord, where God Almighty has prepared for me a place. I'm getting ready to go there. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, praise God. I'm not ashamed for the glorious hope I have. I'm not ashamed of the God of the book. I'm not ashamed of God the Son, praise God, who loved and lived and died for our sins according to the Scriptures. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, that good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, praise God. Amen. No, friend, that's my defense, praise God. I'm not ashamed of it. I'll tell everybody I see, praise God, I love Jesus, praise the Lord. And you say, well, preacher, why do you love Jesus? Because Jesus first loved me. You say, how do you know that? Because He said it in the book. Amen. Praise God, He said He is love. And He loves me and He loves you, praise God. You say, preacher, how do you know God loves you? I tell you how God, I know God loves me because He ain't thumped me in the head and made me dead already. Amen. It takes a great big love to put up somebody like me. Amen. Hey, don't you lie? It takes a great big God love to put up with something like you. Amen. But God loves us so much, praise God. They sent the only begotten Son that through Him we might have life and have it everlasting. Praise the Lord. It takes a great big God to love us. It takes a great big love to love God. See, church, we need to stop, slow down. We need to look and see if we really love the Lord. Amen? Can you say tonight with all sure? I'm talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can you stay with the every fiber in your being tonight that you love Jesus? Amen? A lot of people say, preacher, I know who Jesus is. Yeah, the devil does too, trembles. He ain't even saved. Amen? But I mean, did you know Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And you love Him because He loves you. I love Him tonight. Praise the Lord. I love Him because He loves me. I love Him because He's prepared for me. I love Him because He helps me every day. Amen? I love Him because He hears and answers my prayers. I love Him because He intercedes for me with the Father. Amen? When the Father looks down to see me, praise God, and Jesus takes me, cleans me up, pops me up, where all that God, praise the Lord. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. When He looks down at me, praise God, all He sees is the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. It don't matter where I've been, what I've done. Praise God, all He sees is the blood, the righteousness. You say, preacher, you mean you can do whatever you want to? I can do whatever I want to, but my want to's have changed. There's a whole lot of things, praise God, Brother Junior, that I don't want to do no more. Amen? There's a lot of things in this world that I don't find fitting no more. It don't fit me no more, praise God. My attitude's changed. My want-to's changed. Amen? My thinking's changed. Praise the Lord. God did that when He saved me. And I'm not ashamed, praise God, of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed that God, Brother Jamie, that God did that for us. Amen? Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, He didn't have to. Yeah, He did. Because He can't help Himself but love you. God is love. Amen. And He loves us, praise God, enough where He's going to want to help you. Amen. Hey, He wants to help us more than we want the help. Amen? I said, He wants to help you more than you want the help. But by cracks, I tell you, when you get to want the help there is magnificent. It's magnified. Tenfold, praise God. When we begin to want and desire the help from God. Amen. In the gospel, praise God. The designation, the defense of the gospel, praise God. It comes from God. It's the power of God. Amen. That's the demonstration of the gospel. He says, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. The demonstration of the gospel, praise God. It's that power of God to usward. Amen? It's the power. Now, what does that mean? The power of God. It's that influence from heaven that comes down to where we are. It's that power from heaven. That word power, that's where we get our, it's a Greek where we get our word dynamos. Amen? Dynamite. He said, praise God, He said that's that explosive power from heaven, praise God, that comes down to usward. Amen? I'm not ashamed of it. The demonstration of it is that power of God. That power of God that comes down to us from heaven. That explosive power. Amen? You say, preacher, what did it do for you? It blowed the devil out of me. Amen? Amen. It blowed the devil out of me. You know how we were when he was young as Adam? You're still young. Yeah, and you get into things. That's just what we do. You know, if Granny told you to stay out of the cookie jar, you couldn't wait till she wasn't looking. Amen. Come on now, I ain't the only one like that. Amen. Every one of us got to say, because Granny said stay out of them. You knew you had to have one. They had to be something good in that cookie jar. Amen. So you'd have to sneak in there and try to sneak you out one. You think Granny didn't know that. Granny had eyes about her. Granny knew all about you. Amen. But she knew if she told you to stay out of a break, you'd probably just get one. Amen. But you don't do it. Because that's just the way you were. You weren't, but you weren't. You may not have been no hellion. You may not have been out here terrorizing the neighborhood all the time. Amen. But praise God, you still had that spirit in you. That spirit of rebellion, praise God. But God Almighty come to where you was. Praise God. And the things that would have tempted you before, all of a sudden He blew that out of you. And no longer is that temptation so tempting. Amen. Am I preaching to the choir tonight? You know where I'm coming from? The Holy Spirit, praise God, the power of God come to where you was. That demonstration of His power, and you no longer have an urgent desire to do those things, praise God. He gives you that desire to do that that's pleasing to God. Amen. That'll make a difference. The demonstration of the power of God. Praise His name. It's unto salvation. That's that desire. The gospel's desire is to see sinners saved. Amen. That's what the gospel's all for. The gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, is to see sinners saved. It says the power of God unto salvation. Amen. That power of God, praise God, that explosive power to the saving of a soul. Wonder what we do with it tonight. What do you do with it tonight? Amen. Do you use it? Do you use that? You're not ashamed of it, and you use that explosive power of God to help see sinners saved. That's what it's about. That's what the gospel is. It's that good news that we share with others along the way. Newsflash. There's a whole lot of people that don't know nothing about the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't know nothing. They don't know anything about church. They don't know anything about the gospel. They don't know anything about reverence. We was at a birthday party over the weekend, and they asked me to pray, and we announced it so everybody could hear, people in here and people out here, everybody, so people could know that we were going to pray. Ask God's blessing upon the food and pray for a person and this, that, and other. We went to praying, and about halfway through it, a little old girl there on the trampoline was jumping up there and screaming at the top of her lungs. I'm not talking about a little bitty thing. I'm talking about a 7-year-old or the new batter. Amen. I mean, we're praying. We done announced that we were going to pray. We were going to talk to God. But she didn't know enough, praise God, that you have to bow your head and you have to be reverent. Why? Boy, somebody's praying and talking to the throne of grace. Amen. The way where we are today is there's so many, praise God, that just don't know. They don't know nothing about the good news, praise God. They don't know about the gospel. They don't know about the good God of the gospel. They don't know about the Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we just bebop along and we assume that they know. Brother Jeff, we live in America. We live in the Bible Belt. We live in the buckle of the belt, supposedly. And we just assume that everybody knows who Jesus is. That everybody, you know, even old drunk walk by the church to take his hat off. Used to. Amen. Not so much anymore. Now you're liable to find graffiti on the church house when you come to it. They don't respect God. They don't respect God's people. They don't respect God's house. Amen. Praise God, no, but the power of God, praise God, the desire is to see sinners saved, and we're not sharing the gospel like we should. Amen. Praise God. That good news. That little youngin, it wasn't her fault that she didn't know. Amen. Wonder if mama ever took her to church. I talked to a fella today that used to be in church regular. His wife was in church all the time. She brought the young'uns with her, regular. And I talked to him today. I said, well, brother, where are you going to church at? He got real quiet. He said, preacher, we're not going nowhere, not right now. Ain't been in a while. My goodness. Them little old babies, them little old young'uns. What are they going to know? What are they going to learn? What are they going to believe? And then we send them down to the schoolhouse and they indoctrinate them in the worldly wickedness of this world, praise God. And we wonder what happened to them. Amen. Or to be down at the church house. Or to be getting under the gospel, that good news of Jesus Christ. Praise God, so they can learn about Him. I told him, I said, son, you need to get back in there with your family. He said, well, I know it. Amen. Pray for him. God touch his heart. Get him back in there. He's my mamas and daddies is outside will of God that's quit going to church. Praise God. See a need for the gospel. Man, we need the gospel. Our children need the gospel. They need the Word of God. Hey, they need the Word of God more than they need the food on their table and a pillow for their head. You say, preacher, that's crazy. They'd starve to death, wouldn't have no place to sleep. Yeah, praise God, salvation would be more important than food and sleep. Salvation is something that's eternal, praise God. Food and sleep is something that's temporal. We need to be looking at eternal things. Amen? Be winning souls to Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God. A dynamic force, praise God, the dynamite, praise God, that blows sin out of you. I pray God that lead into salvation. Praise the Lord. Folks, be saved. Born again, birthed into the family of God. The most important thing, praise God. The desire of the gospel is salvation. Amen? Praise God. And then we see the dispensation of the gospel. Amen? The dispensation of God. Look what it says. He said, to everyone that believeth. To everyone. Dispensation of the gospel is to everybody. God didn't exclude anyone from the gospel. You know, we'll look down our long ecclesiastical nose and say, well, they're not as clean as us. They're not as nice as us. They don't live like us. So we're not going to include them. God didn't do that. God said, it's a whosoever will gospel. To everyone. To everyone, praise God. That's every human being in the world. Red, yellow, black, and white. Amen. God wants to save them. You say, preacher, I just believe God don't want nothing to do with some people. No, we don't want nothing to do with some people. Because the way they act, the way they behave. But the reason they act and behave the way they do is because they don't know the gospel. Amen. They get that good news, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ, they'll act different. They'll act different, praise the Lord. I've had people living around me for years, praise the Lord, and they know how I stand. They know what I believe in. They act different. Now, I don't know how they act when I'm not around, but when I'm around, they act different than what they used to act. Amen? Because they know where I believe. Praise God. They know where I stand. They know the power. They know that I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Are you ashamed of the gospel today? Are you ashamed of that power? Glory to God, I'm not ashamed of the power. Let that desire, praise God, is for salvation. Dispensation is to everybody. Amen? Praise God. And the demand is to those that believe. Praise God. The salvation to everyone that believeth. The demand is to everyone that believes. Everybody that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. It's demanded that we not be ashamed of the gospel, praise God, but we share that good news everywhere we can. Let me just say something. It's not as hard to share the gospel as you think when you determine to share the gospel when you think of it, praise God. When God speaks to your heart, when God, you look for those opportunities and God will give you those opportunities. Amen. I've had an opportunity to talk to people that were hardened. But praise God, they've come around and they're a blessing now and I can talk to them. I can tell you, a young man that comes to this church now used to, praise God, I'd go talk to him and he wouldn't talk, he didn't want to hear about the gospel. Didn't want to talk about it. But now he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, praise God. He'll stand and talk to me about it. Amen. He's got in, praise the Lord. God touched his heart. He's made a difference. He's changed him. What done that? It's the gospel, praise God. It's the explosive power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Makes a difference. When we do it, praise God, without any reserve. Just say, Lord God, this is your gospel, praise God. You preach it to them. And then we just open our mouth, praise God. We become a vessel that God can use. And God begins to those that believe. But you can't do it if you don't believe. You got to believe yourself in order to share the gospel with others. Amen. Praise God. That's the demand of those of us that believe could share the gospel. Amen. and the declaration of what it declares, the righteousness of God. Look at verse 17. He said, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith." Praise the Lord. The declaration of what's declared in is the righteousness, that rightness of God. Our rightness is not much. But the rightness of God, the righteousness of God is everything. And it's the righteousness of God in us, praise God, that makes a difference. It's the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ that makes a difference. But he said it's that because of Christ, it's God's righteousness that's revealed in us. Amen. Hey, listen, all of you know me. There ain't nothing right about me. Amen. You've known that for a long time. Long time. Amen. Hey, come next week, March the 5th, be 20 years. You knowed I wasn't right. But praise God, there's a righteous God that's in my heart that loves me, praise God, and I love Him. And praise God, that's the only, as Paul would say, that's the only thing that's right about me is the one that lives in me. Praise God, His righteousness, praise God, of God Almighty. He said, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And is written, the just shall live by faith." So we see the declaration of the righteousness of God. And we need to be appreciative of the righteousness of God. Because without the righteousness of God, all we can see is the wrath of God. Amen? A declaration of the wrath of God. Look at verse number 18. He said, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." The gospel, the good news. It's the good news that tells us, that gives us the righteousness of God so that we don't end up getting the wrath of God. Amen? The wrath of God is poured out of all those who are unrighteous. Amen? All those who are unrighteous, all those who live and choose to live in ungodliness. Amen? Ungodliness and unrighteousness. That's what God hates. That's what God would destroy with the brightness of His coming. But praise God, He said, with those who hold truth in unrighteousness. In other words, we know what's right, but they know what's right, but they choose to do wrong. Amen. God help those people like that. He would get on over here in this chapter, Romans chapter 1. You'll read all the way through his chapter. And he talks about those who live in unrighteousness. And how sin keeps in, praise God, and how they begin to make excuses for the mannerisms because of their sinfulness, because of their unrighteousness. But God, through the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that we have, He gives us the benefits, praise God, of knowing the righteousness of God and how to be right in the eyes of God. The Bible says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Amen? You say, "Well, preacher, I'd like to be, but there just ain't no way I can be holy." Oh, yeah. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be. God requires you to. He asks you to. He tells you to. And you can't. He wouldn't expect you to be something that He wouldn't help you to be. Amen. What do we need tonight? We need the gospel. We need that good news. We need something that'll speak to our hearts. And we have that in Christ Jesus, Lord. We have that in the Word of God. So all we have to do, praise God, Paul said, just take the Word of God and take it into a lost and dying world. And the Bible says to compel them to come in so that His house will be full. Amen? His house will be full of people that's right, living right, acting right, talking right. Could you imagine if these churches, Brother Jeff, these hundreds of churches in Buncombe County, amen? One on just about every corner. I passed 24 of them on my way here. Somebody was talking about the other day. Said Tommy Crow was here preaching. God wouldn't let him take the church. And then he went to Woodfin pastoring, and I come here, and me and him pass each other every Sunday morning. Amen. Going I said, it'd been a whole lot easier if I took that and he took this one. Wouldn't have had so far travel. Praise God, that wasn't the will of God, though. That's not what God wanted. Praise the Lord. But he said, here we are. And said, all these churches, I wonder how Asheville would be different, Brother Jeff, if all the churches were full of people that come looking to worship God. I mean, talking about getting in, not getting out. Amen? We'll get here, praise God, and we can't wait for the preacher to say amen on the last prayer so they can hit the door and be gone. Amen? We don't even take time to fellowship. Hello? Amen, praise God. Hey, we need or take time to fellowship or enjoy each other's company, praise God, or to come, praise God, to get in, not be too eager to get out. Be excited about being in God's house, the Word of God, the people of God. You know, how come, praise God? Because one of these days we're going to be together forever in heaven. Amen? We better learn to fellowship while we're here. Amen? I don't want to have to learn how to fellowship when I get over yonder. I can talk to about anybody now. Used 2 years ago, Brother Jeff, I didn't talk to nobody. I was kind of reclusive. But praise God, now I talk to everybody. I just smile and grin at them. It don't matter how sad or how ugly they look. I'm not talking about looking. I'm talking about just their demeanor. Yeah, their countenance. Amen? They might look sire than a green apple. But praise God, I just try to smile at them, try to encourage them, praise God. Hey, listen, I don't know what their day's like. Amen? But I want to be able to encourage them and lift them up, praise God, and give them just a little bit of an unction from heaven. Share the gospel with them, that good news. Let them see Christ in me, praise God, that blessed hope of glory. They say, well, how come you're so chipper? How come you got a smile on your face? Because I got Jesus in my heart, praise God. Amen. The gospel, that good news, Jesus loves me. Just like that little song that the kids sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Amen. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Amen. I used to do that to Mia, boy, she'd throw him little arms up there. Praise God. He's strong. He's capable, even when we're weak. Amen. So we need to share the gospel like we've never shared it before, because it'll get the job done. And everybody, now listen, everybody needs a little bit of good news. Amen? Everyone needs a little bit of good news, because there's bad news everywhere you look. Amen? Everywhere you look, bad news. But we need a little bit of good news tonight. Amen? Somebody got to say, got any good news? Say, yeah, Jesus. Jesus loves you. Good news.